Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. May I please speak with Juanita Thomas?
This is Juanita Thomas.
We're conducting a brief survey and we would like to include your responses. I am not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track? In general.
They're not going in the right direction.
Okay. And now I would like to ask you some questions about the Lavin area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Lavin. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Lavin area is again?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. And in what year were you born, just to make sure we have a representative sample?
In 73.
Thank you. And now, are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino, Asian, or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
African-American and Native American.
Thank you. And overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavin? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Fair.
And next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Lavin, and please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5. 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Lavin. And the first one is more affordable housing options to rent or buy. From 1 to 5?
Affordable housing.
Yes. Remember, 5 means it will do a lot.
Is that my quality of life or their quality of life? I would
improve
say
the quality of life in general, I think, in Lavin. From 1 to 5?
3.
More good-paying jobs from 1 to 5?
5.
Better street and road maintenance.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty good already, so. They're already good, so.
But
I would say, they're already decent.
Okay. Is there a 5?
They do need to work on a lot more crosswalks, so I'm going to go with a 5.
Okay. And what about more parks and recreational opportunities from 1 to 5?
More parks?
Yes, and recreational opportunities.
Nah, we don't need that unless there's a pool. Okay. Put a 5.
Okay. More dining and entertainment options?
We got a whole billion. We don't need any more of that. So
okay. From
we,
1 to 5?
We just don't need any more. So do I go with a 1?
1, okay. Better public transportation options from 1 to 5.
5.
And more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses from 1 to 5.
We don't really need that. 1.
1. Okay. Thank you so much. And now, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. And would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trade, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Lavin? Too many, too
Not
few,
enough.
Or about the right amount? Too few?
Need more.
Okay. Is that too few?
Too few, yeah.
Okay. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Lavin?
Too
many, too few, or about the right amount? Too few, okay. And thinking about commercial development, I am going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses, and for each, please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Labin. The first one, would you like to see more doctor's offices and hospitals? Yes, strongly, just somewhat or no?
No.
Dollar stores or discount chains? Yes, strongly, somewhat or no?
No, we got enough.
Okay. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
You know, we don't have a Target, so yes, I would like to see more.
And is that strongly or just somewhat? Yes.
Strongly, because we need a Walmart. Strongly.
Grocery stores and supermarkets?
Nah, we got a billion of those. We almost got everything. No.
And the last one, restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues.
Oh, man.
No?
I don't know about any bars. So and I'm going to go with yes with that one.
Just somewhat strongly. Or strongly? Just strongly.
Yeah.
Okay. And now in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Labin?
I believe if we had a Walmart, it would be a lot more convenient for me because I have to go to 35th Avenue or all the way to Buckeye and 75th Avenue just to go to Walmart. Also, there's no Target, so I'm looking for clothes. I mean, we have, like, Marshalls, but that's nothing. I'm looking for a Walmart or a Target.
Thank you so much. And now we're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. Could you just a bit? How much of a problem is housing affordability in Labin? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability a very big problem? Fairly moderate.
It is a very big problem.
Very big problem. And the next one, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Labin? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums.
Oh, you got money, it's available.
Okay. Or apartments that are available to buy or rent.
It's not a problem if you got money.
But in general, do you think not at all, a slight problem, a moderate, fairly, or a very
slight
big problem?
If you got money, you have no problem. If you don't have money, you're going to have a problem.
And I was still thinking about residential development. I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. And for each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Labin. The first one, multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums. Yes, strongly, somewhat, or no? No. Housing options for seniors?
Yes. Yes.
Strongly yes or somewhat?
Strongly yes.
Townhouses or attached homes?
No, even though we got them coming now.
And the last one, single family detached homes?
We got a ton of those coming. Everything's building in Levine. Okay. So no, we're good.
No. Okay. And the last two questions, how long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10, 11 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
More than 20 years.
And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
Living with friends or family.
And the last part of the survey, thank you so much for your patience and your time. I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Labin. And please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. The first proposal is to change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Will you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose that?
Oppose.
Strongly oppose, or just somewhat, sorry?
Strongly oppose.
Strongly. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
Oppose. We got way too many of those popping up.
Strongly oppose or just some?
Strongly oppose. Every corner there's something construction in Levine.
And the next one, repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I'm going to go, that does make sense, but we don't really have any abandoned stores.
But in general, would you somewhat favor or somewhat oppose that?
In the city of Phoenix, yes, I would be in favor, strongly in favor of. If they take some of these abandoned buildings and turn them into shelters or homes, yes, they should do that.
What about change zoning law to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
Nah, we got too much construction already.
Strongly opposed?
Enough is enough.
Or just somewhat opposed?
Strongly opposed because we don't have any water here.
And the last two. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing.
We don't really have that. I'm not in Levin. You probably mean in Phoenix.
Okay, but was you strongly opposed, somewhat favor, or strongly favor?
Parking lot. Gee, that's an interesting one. I'm trying to think.
With new housing. Replace parking lots with new housing. Strongly favor, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat favor.
Okay. The last one. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings.
No, I don't really want apartments.
Strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed.
And finally, just three more questions. And just for statistical purposes, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
A master level.
Thank you. And what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get the right amount, please. Is less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $125,000, or more than $100,000?
$75,000 to $100,000.
Okay. Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Juanita.
And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a good evening.
You're welcome. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Welcome.